Blog Talk Radio.
Riggedy, wow, riggedy, gag, zoop, here I go, so riggedy, flame, on, Geronimo, yo, I riggedy burn, riggedy rubber when I blabber, great, I riggedy make the wonder twins, the actor, fake, it's crazy, I'm riggedy breaking backs and busting lips, I riggedy freak, jazz this night, and those freaking tips, shrimp, I riggedy make enough noise like Bam Bam, throw boulders from bedrock, you'll get dropped, I slam, man, so check it, I riggedy wreck it quick, awesome, I give it to got big up like daddy, war, buff, oh, Anna, I riggedy rock the coca, cabana, banana, split, ha, hook, bit, so sick. I riggedy freaky from here to bang up death. I'm riggedy ripping flesh, but I get stressed like this. Shit, riggedy shush, kid, you'll get done. Squish for fun. I riggedy rhyme like no one. I riggedy bump, riggedy rush, riggedy dumps, I'm savage. I shake them up and down like the Dow Jones average. I'm cocky like Rocky. I riggedy bangs up best. So riggedy tell your friends home to take them dots off best.
Yeah. Microphone check. Hey, yeah. It is Tuesday. Yes, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, put them seatbelts on. So get it in. Lady T, you with me? Let me calm down. Let me calm down. Hey, sis.
Hey, bro.
How you feeling, sis?
Hey, I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Man, listen, that is trouble. You know why? I got a nap, yeah. I'm a nap. You know, 51-year-old DMV Kale took a nap. And
hey, man.
Hey, listen. I finally see now what the teachers was telling me. In preschool and elementary and all, take a nap. It'll give you more energy. When you wake up, you're going to feel so much better. And look, listen, y'all, my co-host, I'm telling y'all, I be stressing her, for real. I say, Tree, call me and wake me up before the show. She said, okay, 4:30. I said, nah, young, quarter to five. This was like what? About 3:05, 3:30, something like that, too.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, nah, yeah. I got to get every minute I can get. So I'm laying here, purgatory, half woke, half sleep. Marcus calls me. And I pick up the phone, and Marcus gets to talking. And he called me. Marcus say, would you sleep, dog? I said, yeah, man, I was trying to get a nap in before the show. Marcus say, yeah, because I hear the frog in your throat, man. I said, sound like when they, what you want, boy? And then the energy just fell on me from that point. And Tree called, I was like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm up. I'm good. Mm-hmm. And every show, I send texts out to everybody telling them, the show about to start, or 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever the time is, be sure to call in. And, y'all, I'm texting, going down my list, and I look up, and my clock said 4:59. I said, oh, my goodness, where did all that time go? when I was up and I'm looking at it, so, Tree, I'm saying all this to say, when your co-host tell you 4:30, go with 4:30. Don't play around. Don't mess with no quarter to five, y'all, yeah, because I'm trying to tell you, late ain't even the
word.
I
be trying to help
real.
You.
you know what? See, hey, y'all, this one, she make me sick right here.
I be trying to help you.
Dude, I'm giving you your compliment, y'all. I was, listen, I was out.
I got your back, 100 stacks.
Man, I was counting sheep and goat, cows and chickens, everything. I was on the farm, man. I was on the farm for real. And yeah. So, yeah. That was the pre-show DMVKL. You know what I mean? Now this show DMVKL. Oh, he ready to go. He ready to go. Y'all talking about? That is talking about. All right. How was your weekend, sis? How was your weekend? Let's start
it
again. How was your weekend?
Man, it was quiet. I had a scare, but I can't talk about my that's gonna hurt my heart to talk about that. It was too early in the morning.
Okay.
But I had a scare,
okay.
But
okay.
Everything was good. Everything
okay.
good.
Okay.
And everybody's good. So that's
all
what
right.
counts.
All right. That's what I love to hear. That's what I love to hear. I worked on Saturday. I went in to work. Yeah, man. You know, you remember Cap came on Thursday and he was saying that there might be a situation at the job, you know, with the tragedy in Memphis, you know, they were planned for a protest to be up here in D.C. So, you know, and I was like, well, they giving away that money. Let me go get that. You know what about?
Let me
so,
go get it, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I worked Saturday. And Sunday, man, I was on lazy time. I was just waiting for football. Not to break my heart like it did. Not to break my heart like it did, but I was waiting, you know, for and I did everything I said I was going to do. I got up early and cooked. Oh, that's right. Damon and I, Debo, we went out Saturday night to see Vibe. And I'm telling
you
it wasn't. It was not a vibe at all. It was not a vibe at all. To my listeners that know Dirk, personally, you know, you know what? I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to leave that one all the way alone. But, we went out Saturday. And besides being out with my brother during, you know, our time, you know, it was a good time. So, you know, sometimes you go out and you don't meet all your patients, and sometimes you got to, you know, search and find your happy point. So, yeah, I found my happy point, just being out with my brother, you know what I mean, messing around with him, laughing, acting goofy like we do when we together. So, yeah, that was a good time, and that was something that I, you know, appreciated. No rats. And you know what? I figured something out, Tree. I figured something out, dog.
I posted one on Kale's Corner, though. I posted that one on Kale's Corner.
Yeah, and you make me sick for that. I'm just letting you know. You make me sick for that. I figured something out, though. You know, let me tell you what I figured out, because I feel so ingenious for this.
Okay.
And it's raining. When it's raining, the rats don't come out.
Oh.
Can you believe that? The rats
but
don't come
out.
They
don't want to be all wet and stuff, I guess. They smart. They stay home.
Man, they had me like, damn, boy, I wish it rained more often. Now that I've figured that out, because like the past few mornings, you know, coming outside, I'm like, okay. You know, well, going to work on the morning, past few mornings when it has rained, I was like, okay, I don't see no wrecks out here at all. I mean, no, not even from a distance, from afar. It's just no wrecks. And then I realized, okay, when it's rainy or drizzly weather, them Bammers don't like to be out. Oh, boozy Bammers. So, yeah. I'm like, rain, come today. Keep the rats out my way. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I done changed that whole little nursery rhyme. Rain, come today. Keep the rats out Kale's way. You know what I'm talking about? All right. Hey, look, y'all. We got a host of topics today that we're going to bring to you. We're going to discuss the latest on the college basketball scene? Who's separating themselves from the other teams? Who really looking like, yeah, they want to be there? So we know March Madness will be coming up shortly. We're at the end of January already. I mean, goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, 23 going to be like 22, a memory in real shortly.
Yeah.
But don't worry. Real quick. Don't worry about y'all. Y'all got Kale's Corner and Lord willing, we going to be here to keep on reminding y'all. It's still this month. It's still that month. Now we're going into this. We're going into that. Okay. Now, the NBA, as close as these games seem to be being decided by the refs and not the players. Do y'all think we are in for another sport where the referee's opinion will outshine the player's on-court production, or do you guys think it's an attention plot by the NBA? And I'm talking about none other than that game. Everybody tells me I'm always so hard on LeBron James. I'm so hard on LeBron, but in that game versus the Celtics, man, that was a foul at the end of that game. That was a blatant foul, and the referees missed it. And but you know what? One thing I will say real quick, not to go too deep into it, y'all, not until it's time to talk about it. But I like in the NBA that these guys can say what was the referee thinking about. What you all saw the play. You know, what was the ref thinking about? And they hold their referees a little more accountable than in the NFL. I like that. I like these guys being able to say what was on their mind pretty much, okay? Lady T is going to present the championship round winner of Lady T's pick. And I'm telling y'all right now, DMV Kill ain't nowhere I ain't nowhere in it at all. Nowhere. I just look. I reason like, oh baby. I was like, yeah, man. I'm just donating this week, man. I'm just donating, helping out the cause. You know what I mean? You know. So yeah, Lady T is going to bring that to us, and we most definitely will be discussing this AFC and NFC championship game. You know what I mean? Now, y'all can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T and DMV Kale and all our live in-studio guests at 599-9387-82, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Tuesday and Thursday, Lord willing, you know? Kale's Corner. I keep telling y'all, we're a different type of sports talk experience, man. Way different. And we stake and believe on that. You know what I mean? For real.
Yeah.
So start to finish, you got to be in it to win it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. All right. So I'm feeling old school today, so we're going to take a quick one. And I'm going to get a little bit of this old school in. 563-999-3782. And we come back, college basketball.
Oh, my God. I don't believe this, man.
Yo, Duff, who they put you with, man?
I got Death Beat, man.
Yo, man, they stuck me and Mace with Death Beat, too.
Hello, Prince Paul's the name. You know the DJ for Stetsasonic and the producer of this particular group. And now off of that and on to the soul. De La, that is. If you take 3 glasses of water and put food coloring in them, you have many different colors, but it's still the same old water. Make the connection, and now back to our video.
Myself and I, oh man. This college basketball thing, hey, listen, man. Like I told y'all the last time, we got umpteen thousand teams that we can, you know, go over. But I'm gonna just do the top in each conference. Liberty Flames 9-1 in the ASUN conference. The American East Conference is Vermont, Catamount at 6-2. The American Athletic Conference. What's that?
Nothing. I was looking at listening to the schools. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know I messed that. It's CATAMOUNTS. That's Catamount to me, y'all. Charges to my education, not my brain. American Athletic Conference Cougars at 8-1. We have the Atlantic 10 Conference St. Louis Billikens at 7-1. Atlantic Coast Conference Clemson Tigers 10-1. Big 12 Texas Longhorns at 7-2. Big East Conference, Xavier Musketeers, 9-2. Big Sky Conference, Eastern Washington Eagles at 10-1. I'm telling you, I'm sick of hearing Eagles. That's just me, y'all. Big South Conference, UNC, Asheville Bulldogs, 9-1. The Big Ten Conference, Purdue Boilermakers, holding that 10-1 record down. Big West Conference, UC Barber Gauchos. I ain't lying to y'all. UC Santa Barbara Gauchos, 8-1. The Colonial Athletic Association in Charleston, Cougars, 9-1. And the Conference USA, Florida Atlantic, 11-1. That is our Big East Conference, Big Sky, Big Little 12, everything. That's college basketball in a nutshell.
Right.
Reese, you got anything you want to say? Anything at all you want to say about this, regarding to this?
Man, it was so many of them, bro. I can't even lie, but I did hear Texas Longhorns, and they surprised me about being up that high. They must be coming along pretty good.
Hold on. Let me be absolute check. Yep, 7-2. Look at my co-host with that memory, y'all. Dude, Texas Longhorns holding down the Big 12 conference. You are absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know I mean, I hate the fact that some of the teams I love, Maryland, you know, they not in there, Georgetown, you know, but hey, we've discussed the woes at Georgetown, and we haven't really gone into detail with Maryland, but it's pretty much the same as it is with Georgetown, you know. So hey, you know, what are we gonna do? All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to this call here. 202-897, you on the corner with Lady T, DMV Kale, and all the in-studio and online corner crew. State your name. I believe this is the first time you call. Oh, you see what I'm saying, y'all?
Cat calling from the bat phone. Come on, Cat.
Don't tell 57. Whatever y'all do, don't tell 57.
He is listening.
How many numbers do you have for real, Cat? I'm serious. Every time I set my mind on, 215, that's Cap, 215, right. Cap, 215, Cap. He come in with a 202-897. Man, what? Boy. What's up,
Cap? No, you can blame this number. Blame this number on the wife, man. She said, you ain't in Philly no more. You need a 202 number, so she bought me one for Christmas.
Oh, that's what's up. Hey, listen, man. Ain't nothing like a woman on your side, but
yes, sir.
A D.C. woman? Hey, boy.
Yes, sir.
You know what? It's the reason why we never hit the lottery, man, because we already did it. They ain't going to let us win twice, man. They ain't going to let us win twice.
I'm just finding that out.
That was good.
I like that.
That was good.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm just finding out. But hey, family, everything good. College ball, I ain't really been too following that too tough. Yeah, I ain't been following college ball too tough. I see that, but I do know my alma mater beat. My alma mater did beat Houston last week.
Okay. Okay.
They were undefeated until Temple,
right? Temple.
Yeah.
And
we play them again. We play them again this Sunday coming up.
All right. So yeah, that's good to know. Good to know. I don't know why I didn't remember that, Cap. You know, Fordville was a feeder school for Temple University. Rico Marshall was the only big time football player that didn't go on to Temple. Greg Liberty, Santos Stevens.
Wait a minute. You know my favorite guy.
They my boys. You know, I played with
them.
We'll do that tomorrow at work.
That's cool.
That'll work. All right. Let me move along. Welcome to the corner, Cap, with your auspicious phone number, your new phone.
Okay.
I'm serious. Calling
from the bathroom.
Let's go to 007.
He comes in, right?
Hey, y'all funny. Hey, what's going
what's
on?
Up?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday, bro.
All right.
Get your breath.
Let me calm down a little
bit.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I did. Well, here y'all talking about the college basketball thing. I like UCLA taking the whole thing. I'm surprised that the Duke Boilermakers, you know, being number one ranking. I never thought I would see that in my lifetime. The last time I seen Purdue been good since Glenn Big Dog Robinson.
You know what, 007, you bring that up, and I'm thinking, we've so far in college football and basketball, we've seen teams that have been the bottom of the barrel come up to the top. Now, TCU didn't play a good championship game, but the fact that they was there,
Period, it's like an achievement to me. But go ahead. Then you have
Houston Cougars. Last time I seen Houston Cougars when Georgetown played them, and you know Patrick Ewing did his thing, and Olajuwon was playing with him. Clyde Drexler. Wow, imagine that. Didn't Clyde Drexler play with him too?
I didn't even know Houston had a Cougar, dog. You losing your question on that. Maybe some of our other sports.
That was our only championship where we beat Houston Cougars back in 84. That was my main thing. But I do like UCLA taking the whole thing this year.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. How was your weekend, bro? Your weekend was straight?
Yeah, he was in Houston. My bad. I looked him up real quick.
Hey, look, I'm with y'all all weekend. I'm with y'all all weekend. Y'all don't even know.
I
was just seeing him.
Go ahead. You good.
I was going to say I was, you know, watching the championship, and I just thought about y'all the whole time.
Aww.
I can just imagine what y'all going to say on Tuesday. I just can't wait. That's all I kept on saying. But, yeah, I had a great weekend.
That's what's up. All right. Let's go to another call. The only brother, none other than 5'7" in the house. What up, it's Fib?
What's up,
Tales Corner Gang? What's up, everybody? I'm doing great. I ain't like Tang. I can't remember everybody that's on the phone. I can call off every individual name. So I just have to say, what's up, gang, you know?
Anyway,
hey, sis, how you doing, sweetheart? I want to thank y'all for all your prayers and everything to start off, and I'm going to go ahead and get into the show. But thank y'all very, very much. Listen, 007, that team with Clyde Drexler on was called Five Slammer Jammer. That was one of the greatest teams that Houston had ever had. Clyde Drexler, Akeem Olajuwon, and they were the best team until they ran into Georgetown that year. They should have won the title, but we were on a roll, and we was just tearing up the league. Patrick was the number one player in the country. So we were just I could talk about Georgetown all night, though, so let me stop.
And they were in the championship the year before too, right? On 57?
They were in the championship. Houston was in the championship the year before, and they lost at the last second. Akeem Olajuwon was a sophomore. He was a sophomore that year that they lost, and they came back. And they had the best team, and they should have won the title, but they ran into Georgetown. Ran into Georgetown.
Put that bite on them.
So
I seen that game. Put that bite on
them. Right now it's a little too soon for me, but if I had to pick the top four teams that I would pick to maybe win it, it would be Purdue. Kansas got a great team. Houston got a real good team. UConn, but I'm not taking North Carolina out just yet, but I don't think North Carolina got everything it needs to win the title. So those are my five teams that I would look at. Those are the five I would look at. I guess that's what y'all talking about.
Okay, that's what's up. Let's go in Jersey.
Oh, let me say one other thing.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Kale. Welcome, Cap. You know, you never know with Cap on here because he's like a secret agent. You don't know if he's really on here or not. You know what phone he's using or not. You know.
Is he out
saving the world and can't talk to us right now? You just never know with Cap.
Yeah.
What's up, brother? I'm here.
What's up, Cap?
Yeah. Hey, listen. Cap got me today. I looked at this number. I said, is this a new caller? Let me go ahead and bring the new caller in. Cap, come on. It's me. I'm like,
right.
Man.
Right.
Secret agent, man.
Cap got me over here feeling like the Wile E. Coyote, man. I feel like the coyote. The brick just fell on my head, man. Let's go to Jersey.
What's up, Lou?
See what my man Lou up to. What's up, Lou?
Thank you for coming to the show on Saturday, Therese. Thank you.
Hey, Lou.
You welcome.
Let me say this. Lou, let me tell you. I worked Saturday, and then I came home. I was going to take a nap and then wake up and call in. When I woke up to a text from Lady T telling me, don't forget to call in. So, forgive me, Lou. I felt like I was out, man. I was out of it, you know, and
well,
I missed the program.
Every week.
And Lady T brought back a good report. So, hey, man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know?
I guess in a way, everybody's so surprised at Purdue being number one. I mean, they played good all year. So why shouldn't they rank at the top? They, you know, okay, maybe some people are surprised at, but I'm not. UConn, they started out great in the season, but, oh, they crashed and burned since December. So I'm not so sold on them making, you know, getting an automatic fit. They got to play for an at-large fit the way they're going. But, you know, give Purdue some credit.
I like Big Edie and Dan in the middle. I like Purdue. That's a big boy.
Yeah.
Dan in that paint.
That's a monster.
Yeah.
That's a monster.
He's big.
That's a monster. He
mind you,
like
a trailer,
player.
Right? What's his name? Tractor Trailer? He used to play with Purdue. What's his name?
He had big, he's tall and big, though. He wasn't wide.
He just real
tall,
but
he's not skinny tall. Like, he's thick tall.
I think Purdue can be beat by a team that has five good individual players. The Purdue is a good team. I'm not taking anything from them. If they win it all, I wouldn't be surprised if they win it all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a good,
right,
strong team with some with five good players can beat Purdue with no problem. They got that big man, but they are fragile. They're soft, and I think they can be had. They running through their division right now because they're the best team in their division, you know. But once you get into the NCAA tournament and to the your tournament, you know that's like every other night you playing ball. So I ain't taking nothing from them. I'm just saying I think they can be beat.
No, I'm picking back off of him. No, it was the 16 team that beat the number one seed. So I get what he's saying. The Cavaliers.
That's the only time. That was one out of 300 something. Well, you know it's 1,000 teams, but okay.
No, what was Villanova when they beat us, when they beat Georgetown that year? Weren't they number 16 or something?
Oh,
when
man,
they came all the way
up.
They
were,
when they
no, they were higher.
No, they
weren't
that low.
They came from another bracket.
I don't think they was that
they
low.
I know they came from another bracket, but in
like
that bracket, won't they like, I'm sorry, sis. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're right. Go ahead.
I'm saying during that year, because Villanova barely made it into the tournament. But during that year, they followed us all. They came all the way across country. And I kept saying, man, somebody better knock Villanova off because if they don't lose, we're going to end up playing them in the championship again. We're going to end up playing them in the championship. And they're the team that had given us trouble all year long. Out of, we was dominating the whole everybody, but Villanova gave us trouble all year long, and we ended up meeting them in the championship.
We had a 15-point lead at halftime.
Yeah.
We had a 15-point lead at halftime.
Yeah.
Kittle, McClain.
No. What do you know? We didn't. We never had a 15-point lead. That was, look, that was the one of the closest shot games ever in history. Nobody missed. Villanova did miss one shot. We missed two. That was the closest contested game ever. They would never. Nobody was ever up by more than 2 points ever in that game. So we didn't fight back, or they didn't fight back. I remember that game like it was history. I won't watch it again. I can't stand to see it again. But I remember how it went down.
Oh, I'm blaming.
Yeah.
I ain't watching that again if I was you.
I'm the third grade of heartbroken off that game.
That's my brother from another mother. Tank, what it do, Tank?
What's up, Tank?
Family, much love and respect. How y'all doing today?
What up, Tank?
What up, baby boy?
Tuesday. Hey, man. What up, big bro? Cap, Miss T, 007.
What up?
And the rest of the game, because I know 57 can't remember nothing. Hey, listen, when y'all was going through all that, I was like, y'all just don't know. Y'all right up his alley talking this college with Georgetown, especially back in the day.
Yeah.
He's going to be on point with all that. I just sit back and listen to him. And I'm going to be honest, I can't give y'all my five teams in college because I haven't been really watching college. I don't really get into these NCAAs and all that startup. So I'll be able to
I'm with you.
A whole lot of NBA when we get to it, though, fellas. I wait on that.
We're gonna take this call, my man Rev T. We're gonna let Rev come in here act a fool for a minute. What's up, Rev?
What's up,
hey,
Rev? 15 minutes.
Get him, Rev.
Wake me up when he's done, y'all. Please.
Jeff, get him.
I'm a text.
Nah, you know what? My mistake, y'all. That ain't Rev. Who is this again?
No, this is Nas, man. I ain't want to say nothing.
You and Rev got that secret bat line. So that's why I thought it was Rev, because the number comes up the same.
Some of us old people still use Skype, man. I still use Skype. Yeah, I'm old, man. I can't text. Hey, but I told y'all Rui wasn't going to be in D.C. for long. Remember that a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Not yet. We on the NCAAs right now. Not yet.
I was just saying I'm the one who told y'all a couple weeks ago that was gonna happen. That's all.
Yeah. You did. You made mention first. I'll give you your props on that. No doubt. Gang to the corner, dropped that bomb, and everybody, you know, felt our feeling that reaction, because I watched Rui play the other night with the Lakers, and I'm like, damn, that's what we gave up. But hey, he gave us 30 points here before he left, so it's like we didn't. It's not like we didn't know Rui had the game that he had. So I wish him all the well out there in Washington Wizards West, is what I'm calling the Lakers now.
Did they win?
Tell you the honest truth, I could not watch the whole game. I couldn't.
If he's scoring 30 and they still ain't winning, he ain't doing nothing.
Oh, with the Wizards, when he scored 30, we won.
They both.
No, the Wizards. Oh, nah.
When they played the Nets, they lost.
Okay. The Celtics lost.
When they played the Celtics,
so.
They lost.
Mm.
I mean, they've just been losing ever since he's been over there. I think they won one game.
Who's not losing to the Celtics for real right now? Somebody
okay. Three,
right?
The only people ain't losing to the Celtics is Orlando with little Markelle Fultz. For some reason, he got their number because he's 2-0 with them.
Is it 2-0 or 3-0?
It might be 3-0, Cap, but I remember when they was talking the other day, I was looking at it, he was 2-0.
Okay.
So it might be 3-0 if they played him again last week. I mean,
you know what? We done transition now. Thanks, Nod. So let's go ahead and talk some NBA. I felt you about to say that. That's why I say let's just go ahead and transition to the NBA game.
Okay.
Did any of you guys happen to see that Lakers Celtics game that we were talking about that went into overtime?
Oh yeah.
What was the official call
a foul at the end?
Yeah, man. I mean, what are these referees?
Weird.
I mean, yo, I'm getting to the point, man, where I've almost had my full of these referees, man. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, bro. You're hired to do one thing and one thing only. Make calls on the court. And as hard as they watch LeBron, not just as an official, as a fan as well. Because some of them are fans of LeBron. And to allow a foul like that at that moment to be a no call, and clearly Brown hit LeBron on the arm. Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't even need slow motion for that. You didn't even need slow motion to see that. This was one of those, okay, yeah, he fouled him. And it was a no call.
You heard the slap.
Yeah. I mean, it was almost as if them bammers was high-fiving. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on, ref. Come on, ref. Don't do that, man. Don't, you know.
Yeah.
That was a terrible no call. That was a because they went to overtime.
Would we be making as much fuss about it if it was Sam Sausage Head and not LeBron? You know? I mean, come on. Because he didn't get a call for the first time in 100 years.
Let me ask you a question. Are we under the same situation that they were in? Yes, I would be raising this much fuss. If it was 3 seconds left to the game and a player went, we all know if it was the Wizards, I'd be irate. Okay? But let's say let's say it happened in Houston. Yes, I would still be like, oh, man, come on, y'all. Because I'm thinking more of down the road with these referees. They're doing it now, and let's be honest, unless you're a pure diehard basketball fan, you're still wrapped up into the NFL right now. So we can all say or agree that the NBA is not really getting the serious attention that they're going to get come March, April, May, June, and July, you know? So
this all I heard this morning, Kale, was
what's that?
The players like LeBron, they've been in the league as long as LeBron, they normally get those calls. A superstar like LeBron, they get those calls. So what you're telling me is, LeBron will get those calls, Tatum will get those calls, but JoJo, who don't nobody really know, he won't get that call. So it's different.
Right.
I'm just saying, call the game the same way all the time for everybody, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be. We shouldn't be raising all this hell because it was LeBron that didn't get the phone, didn't get the call. It was three or four games last week where people got hit. That they didn't make phone, they didn't make. I'm about to say phone calls, but they didn't make calls on and critical spots. But because of LeBron, we going crazy.
No, it's the frame of person, so the story is bigger. But the NBA has always had star calls. Will Chamberlain played damn near 48 minutes a game the majority of his career. Didn't foul out. Like so you know, star calls ain't nothing new, man. They've always done that. That's the way the NBA is. But when you blow a call that determines the end of the game, people going to talk about it. People have money on it.
Well, let's talk about the one that you blew with JoJo. You blew one with JoJo.
Well,
let's talk about
that. The other day. Well, this is how it plays out. They blow a call. Everybody gets mad. Later that night, the NBA officer makes a statement and says, oh, that the official was wrong. They should have called this. And the team is like, so what? It don't matter now. We already lost. So, I mean, this happened to the Hawks the other day.
Yeah, it happens all the time. All I'm saying, bro, is this. Don't run every program that comes on today, let's talk about it because it was LeBron. Let's talk about it because it happened. Let's change it. Change it because it happened to LeBron. Let's talk about it because it happened.
They're going to talk about it.
You know?
Man, that's the job of the show.
I'm with you on that because Ja Morant, to this day, Ja Morant, he's made up in his mind, to hell with it. I'm taking this ball to the basket, and whatever happens, happens. Because a lot of times, we see Ja Morant put his head down and drive. He's touched, he's fouled, He's assaulted, abused, and no call. And I'm like, damn, what this boy got to do to get a call from the official? And you know what their excuse is? That's how he plays. Oh, that's just how he plays. Well, no, that's how you officiating. That's how you are officiating. You're out there to make calls, bro. 57. Yes, the LeBron situation is garnishing all the attention, but this is happening league-wide.
Yep.
And a foul is a foul by definition if it's a one-year player or a 10, 12-year player. It's still a foul, man. It's still a foul.
Yeah, but he also threw a tantrum like a toddler, which made the story even more exciting. Because they show him like he acted a fool. So you can't lose your show with that. Right.
You know what I mean? You're right.
He threw a tantrum.
He acted like he got stung by a bee.
Can you blame him?
And listen,
can we blame him now?
I don't agree with the whole thing, but another NBA player, Chandler Parsons, he said, I can't watch my French bulldog. He said, I can watch my French bulldog get ran over by a mailman right now, and I would not react like LeBron James is acting on that court.
I'm going to tell you, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Listen, today,
and I were on the phone, y'all. And I was walking my dog, and I got him the new spiked collar, and that thing, when he's real loose, it'll come apart, and he'll just run. So that thing came apart, and I said, I got to call you back She said, what's going on? I said, that thing's running. He's free. So, listen, dude, you got to give me another example in that. I couldn't see my dog get hit by no car, and I don't, man, look, tantrum, what? I'm losing it. I'm going off. That's a family member, man. And 007, I know, you know, all the videos that I've seen of you dancing with your dogs. I know you know exactly where I'm coming from. Shoot.
Yep. Right.
You better.
Mailman, damn.
Yeah, 3 o'clock, they got to come back. They be trying to run off. Nah, y'all can't run off. Y'all got to come back.
Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead, Nas.
I'm going to be quick. A big part of him throwing that little toddler fit was LeBron, great basketball mind that he is. Man, LeBron knew what it was. It's just like when he was yelling at JR that time. He was trying to steal a win. But he knew, damn, if we go to overtime, we not about to beat them in OT.
Yeah.
He felt the same way against the Celtics the other night, and he knew they was about to lose once it was going to OT.
Mm-hmm. Panic set in.
Yeah. Hey.
But, you know,
his
body too old for overtime. Like, he could do regular time, but his body
is there, but overtime? Too old.
I'm sorry, to be, keep doing these back-to-back overtimes and, you know, all the extra time that your body ain't used to at 38. Mm-hmm. You know?
I didn't sign up for this.
Because then Monday night, what'd he do? He sat down.
He had to.
That old body can't keep taking it.
And then you try to keep playing and see your son get in the league. Dog, you're
going to
be sitting over there like UD
in Miami. Hey, well, in other news, I appreciated that stadium view he gave me at the top of his head. The view of the stadium, when your head starts leaving at the top, all you got is the hair around the perimeter. Yeah. I appreciate the view of the stadium, but
Kevin Durant got one. He looked like he got people scattered all around in his stadium. A little few people here, a few people there.
Hey, Kevin Durant is a GPS. He's a walking GPS, man. I'm trying to get
what, the garbage disposal?
No, I'll be looking for a little arrow. I'll be looking for a little arrow to go through Kevin Durant's scalp every time they show him. Because he is a walking GPS. I'm trying
I bet his house is filthy.
I'll find that man up.
Why you say the man house filthy? I think the man house
filthy. Man, look at his face. Look how he carries stuff out in public. He ain't trimmed his beard since he been in the NBA.
So you say ain't nothing in there but empty boxes of Cigarellos
really
and takeout food.
It's exactly. He probably walk
really
in the house, got to kick Skittles bags around, everything. You probably got to pick clothes up just to get to the couch.
If you find it. The Wizards are.
He got one of the places where his mom shows up. She got, Lord, I have to come up here and do this every 2 months.
Yeah. Son, you got money. Hire help. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Ain't nobody who you going to hire to come in and watch that boo-boo, though, bruh. That's the thing.
Number ordering food and smoking.
But the only reason they kill me is just he won't brush it. That it is what it is. You got a problem, but at least try to brush it.
Beard looking like Winston Grady's up in there. Grady calls his beard every now and then.
Grady.
I hear again the knife off the brush. I have not seen the brush in all my 51 years of living that contains that hair, dog. That brush has not been made yet. It can't. That hair fights back. So them bees move to the east and then back to the west. No, there's nothing that you can do with that.
Hey, he got lint. Yeah, he got lint in that beard older than you are, Kale.
Right.
He probably picked some stuff up. He don't even know he got up in there.
We gotta say this though. He is DMV's finest. That is the greatest basketball player to ever come out of DMV. By the time he's done, top 10 of all time.
I'm gonna say is this: he is because the actual GOAT didn't make it. That's Len Bias, because Len Bias would have been challenging. He would have been challenging Michael Jordan and right as he did at Merle. Durant is holding that now.
Mike might not have six championships.
No, Mike would not.
If Lynn had lived.
Championship. Yes. And I know personally, through conversation with the man, his plan was to start at the Celtics and then come home to Washington. For real. So that's something your man Durant don't even think about. But I'm going to leave that alone. But I am going to say, Durant, when you get... When you get your late 30s, don't even think about coming to Washington, man. We don't want you here.
Can we say how different history would be if instead of joining up with Golden State, if that dude went down there with Bill and Wall during that era?
Forget about it. Forget about it. We'd have had a super three. He probably got three, four maybe left in him.
Now they play today like 65 now. I mean, look at them.
You want some of that prime. You don't want that farewell tour. You don't want that.
You know, LeBron got this little hyperbolic chamber he sleeps in at night and everything. You know, they Michael Jackson all the way down.
LeBron brought his home.
And it's the best, though.
You know what? 57?
Yes,
I mean, 007. Yeah. Y'all, we have officially at 5:55 received that what the hell moment from I tell with 007 talking about the end being
it was here for.
Okay. Yeah. We're gonna take a quick break, y'all. 563-999-3782 Y'all, excuse me, y'all. That Bama got me all off. He got me all off. He said the third time to end.
Where you got it? I'm the hottest around. They know when they see you rolling them pollas around it. With the top down, feeling the sound quaking and vibrating your thighs, riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or holler at B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them like cleaning. Open their mouth, they grill, gleaming. Candy paint, keep that whip cleaning.
Always be talking that country slang. We like
that beat, they be in the back beating. I beat the low from the... I love how he keep my body screaming. A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
If the status ain't hood, I ain't looking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soul.
She say she want a soldier. Yeah, talk about. Oh man.
Hey, can I explain what I mean by that?
Do we? Yeah, come on. Go ahead.
What I mean by that, right? You could be, for example, basketball terms. You could be 0-9 in the game, but in the fourth quarter, you break that streak with a game. Game winner, buzzer beater. It ends.
So we want
instead
Kevin Durant
instead of going
0-10. We want Kevin Durant here at his farewell tour to buzzer beat a couple of games. I mean that's what it sounds.
Give us a ring,
Lady King.
His time for coming here is over.
I can't.
It's done.
I can't.
Here we go, man.
Y'all better get around the rumble. Got around the control. Quiet till I go.
There we go. Some type of optimistic.
Come on, Grady T. Come on.
I got you. All right, so listen, guys. This is going to be short and quick because it was only two teams. Y'all know that.
Right.
And we added some little things in it, so it made it a little complicated for us. So let me just go ahead and start with my friends, my family, my faves. You know, I'm have to give out a little speech because these people that I'm about to name, I almost shed a tear for them because they didn't even get one pick right. You know?
Oh.
So what I'm trying to say is, these people, you know, they mean so much to me, you know.
Must be Nemo.
Like my, these people mean, she means a lot to me as well. She does, but she's not on this list.
Oh.
Okay? So, let me get ahead and tell you guys who... It's three of them, to be exact, okay? It's three.
Not three.
Nope, not three. It's three of them. Three.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you say
it?
Say three of them. Everybody just say
three.
Three
of them.
You really dragging this one out, man.
I have to, because these people are lovely. Okay, so let me just go ahead and bust it loose. Ooh. Pain. Reese. And my co-host, Kill. Jesus.
Whoa.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Now you see what I mean. You say, whoa.
Man.
Okay, boom. Let's keep him, because, I mean, these next people, at least we got one right, okay? Because there's only two, so at least you got one right. That would be myself. That would be Huck, 57. That would be Ted and that would be my Betty. Now, if you have not heard your name, that means you hit the jackpot. You hit the jackpot, and that means you got both of them right. Boom, boom, and boom. Okay? Got both of them right.
Boom.
Now,
boom.
Let me go ahead and say, me, ma.
Get out of here.
Represent for the ladies. And we got 007. Y'all talk that trash about 007, but he got two right. All right, and we got Marcus. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So it was a three of them again. It was three of them. Three of them. Okay. Now, y'all know how it goes. Marcus is the winner.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Marcus is the winner. He came close to, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things, and then Mima only had two.
Okay.
No, three. She had three things that was closest as where that he had. So, and his scores were better. So, Marcus wins.
Mima.
Go,
come out and play.
Come on, Mima. You all with us, Mima.
Hey,
come on.
Hey, I'm 57. How many you have right?
I thought you. I didn't know you was on here, Nima. I thought you wasn't here. They tricked me.
I got every artist from all 50 states listening to y'all tonight. And we laughing at how many you had right. Nima, that's
at least
I got. I'm so glad you
wanted to represent yourself.
That's right. At least I got both of the games right. But you ain't get one right or none.
Well, yeah, that's all I got.
Hey,
I ain't saying nothing. All I got was one right, too. I ain't saying nothing.
Take it easy on us, no-win people, you know. It was a rough week for us, man. You know?
Yeah,
my stomach was hurt. My stomach was hurt when I was making them picks.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was funny.
But two get
me and myself right in.
I go with everybody else, but 57.
Love you too.
All right, I got to go for 57 praying for your family and everything. You know, God be with you. You know, everything will be all right. Okay.
Hey, thank you, Nima. I love you, sweetheart. Thank you.
I love y'all too, but I got to go. But it was a good one. And
Kel,
thank
you
for
your football.
Bye. Bye-bye, Reese. Bye, Tree.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Bye.
All right,
Nima. Thanks for listening, Nima. Thanks for all your support, babe. Thank you so very much.
Look, we said bye like she Dorothy again, the Wizard of Oz.
Bye. She be
back. Now let's hear from the man of the hour. What's up, Marcus?
What's up, family?
What's up,
how y'all doing?
What's up, Marcus?
You are the winner.
What's up, Marcus?
Man,
loan me
$10.
Loan me
$10. Oh, man. I loan you whatever you need, brother. Whatever you need, man. Yeah, the shirt on my back. I just
mad.
Don't shed drawers. You can't have my underwear.
Hey, look. Reese just washed clothes, so the underwear stays, bruh.
Okay,
underwear,
my man. Yeah.
Congratulations on your win.
You won,
Marcus.
I appreciate it.
I'm sorry I had to jump off the line because I had to run there and get my son out of the aftercare programs, you know.
Oh,
okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
You came back just in time.
Because I was on the call.
That's cool. and I'm going to say Treece held this secret like boy. She held on, man. She held on. I was trying to ease it up. I was like, well, hell, I ain't wearing nothing at all. So she can tell me who was. She was holding on to that tight, Joe. So, hey, congratulations, man.
I know some people close to me, though. Thank you, man. Who was close? I know some other people that was close.
Me, mine, 007.
But
for real, if see 007, he ain't, you know, he just played for fun, so he would have won. But he played for fun.
Hey, 007. Okay. Damn, yeah.
But yeah. Thank you. I take that win. I take the trophy. Hell, hell with the money. If I won, I take the trophy. I really won.
You can't have the trophy.
Well,
you can't have the trophy,
yeah.
Bro.
I donate getting the money. I don't even want the money. I really want. Thanks.
He didn't want the trophy.
I just want the trophy.
A 007
corner trophy. That's all I want.
Oh,
win the Super Bowl.
Oh, you know what? I got you. I'll get you a shirt.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
There you go. That's cool. That's cool. And
get you a shirt.
And listen, I'm going to say this. Lady T gave me one of those Kale Corner shirts. Them jumps like that, man. Them jumps is like that, y'all. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling y'all, get with her for real. Get with her, cause I'm telling you, I'm waiting until I'm in 7-Eleven or the grocery store or whatever, and see somebody with a Kale's Corner shirt. Cause I'm gonna ask you, who are you? Who are you?
How much are the shirts, Kale?
That's Lady T Department. Okay, $20. $20.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't
bad. No, and
they
nice
shirts. That's pretty easy. That's what's up. Nice t-shirts that you can wash them a couple of times. You know what I mean?
No, a lot of times because they nice
yeah.
shirts.
They're good quality. That's what's up.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm glad you said a lot of times, sis, because when Kale said a couple of times, I'm like, hey, man.
Well, see, I'm the type. I wash my t-shirts, but I hang dry. I don't put them in the dryer.
There you go.
So I meant to.
That's how you're supposed to do
dryer.
It.
Yeah, I meant the dryer, but I'm so excited because I'm looking at my shirt right now. Yeah, that bad. So.
But Captain has a shirt. Don't Cap a fish shirt.
Yeah, Cap got a shirt. Cap got a shirt.
Oh yeah, it's real nice.
Look,
great quality. Nice. Nice
when
quality.
When I gave it to him, first thing Cap said, oh, yeah, I got some shoes to match this. Cap said, I got shoes for this Jones. Oh, no, this Jones. This Jones is what he said. I got shoes for this Jones. He went Philly.
Secret
real
agent shoes.
On me.
I appreciate all that.
Not the Go-Go Gadget. Not the Go-Go Gadget.
Go-Go Gadget Cap.
All right. So, hey, congratulations again to my man Marcus. Hey, Marcus, this joint for you, Marcus. This joint right here for you, man. We'll be right back, y'all. 563-999-3782. No, we don't own the right to the music, but we own the boogie. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Please.
Hey. Which topic do y'all want to go to now? Tony Romo or the referees during that Philly 49er game? Which one y'all want to go to first? I'm gonna let y'all choose.
You can do the first.
Tony Romo. Is he a fool?
Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Did anybody else hear Tony Romo during that Chiefs and Bengals game almost use the N-word and call himself?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Now, I'm hearing.
I wasn't tripping.
I'm hearing people say, no, he was going to say next. He was going to say new and all this and that. He cut off. He said next. And cut it off.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Mm.
I knew I wasn't tripping.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's tripping. I was about to say.
All right. I thought I was planning that tune when I was here. Okay.
You know what I hate the most about it?
What's that?
I didn't hear it. Now I got to go back and watch the whole daggone game.
Oh, no. It's viral. People been sharing that clip. You can look it up.
Pull it up.
It's viral.
It's on YouTube, man.
It's on YouTube already?
Yeah.
Already.
You got Bill Bellamy reacts to Tony Romo's almost saying the N-word. And when they go to Bill Bellamy, dog, trust. That's on everybody done had a little piece of it. Everyone. Because no one can believe. No one. Now, let me ask you. What about him?
I'm sorry. I'm watching ESPN. I'm watching LeBron crying on the court. My bad. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
I thought you were saying something about LeBron saying the N-word.
What we need to look at is the culture that everything is coming up in now. You hear white kids now, even though it's not, it shouldn't be said, and we would go crazy if somebody said it during our time, but they don't care no more. They don't care to hear the word, the N-word. It don't bother like it bothered us. We would go crazy. Now,
there was no consequence.
It's a form of greeting each other.
Yeah.
Huh?
Exactly. There's no consequence. Like you said, there's no consequence. There's no consequence. If we was to hang foot in that anus, it would not happen, bro. It would not happen. People don't address it anymore.
Some of them young folks still doing quality control. It's just you got certain folks. Yeah. I don't say where they from, but I'm gonna assume we talking about the suburbs who give these people a pass and let it ride. And they make the mistake of standing in front of somebody who ain't giving them that pass, and that's when they get the
right
as they deserve.
There you
but
go.
The only person who can solve this mystery for us is Dez Bryant. Tony Romo's homeboy, used to ball with us. Dez could tell us if, you know what I mean, behind the scenes, if Tony every once in a while, you know, is it a N-word abuser, I guess. I don't know.
And you know what? I'm going to say this. As a Dallas Cowboy, I respected Romo, but I really didn't like him. I liked him as an announcer.
How excited
he gets and explaining plays out and all of that. I liked him as an announcer, but I didn't really like him as a player because he was going against my team most of the time, and I didn't like him.
Right.
It wasn't until he made his mistake that he was okay with me. But to hear him, and listen, y'all, I researched the heck out of it, rewound it. I mean, so much to the point that I lost my place in the game, and I had to fast forward to catch up with the action of the game because I said, no, this Bama didn't. I know he did. I kept rewinding it and rewinding it and rewinding it. And I was like, what word could he have been saying that's almost like the N-word?
Yeah.
You know, trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I'm telling you, y'all, I drove myself crazy because I said,
trying to help him out.
Exactly. Which is what I get so mad at the Shannon Sharp, the Michael Irvin, the Stephen A. Smith of the world, who come to the rescue of these guys that are out of pocket. And I said, you know what, Kale? What the hell are you? You know what he said, man. You know what he said.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think back to Richard Sherman when he was hyped and in the moment after the game, and then he was like, they tried to put that sorry Bama on me, and the lady asked, the reporter asked him, who are you talking about?
That N-word Crabtree.
I wasn't as offended. I laughed, for real. Yeah. I laughed at him saying it, you know. But when Tony Romo said it, I was like, what? Like I said, y'all, I lost my place in the game, the actual game, because that became my interest from that point on. And so much to the point where I was like, you know what? The Chiefs going to win this. It's no Burrow magic. You know, let it be, Kev. Just let it be. You know, just enjoy the rest of the game. There's no more football coming on. Just enjoy the rest of the game. But I could not believe it. Now, let me ask y'all this. Do you think Tony Romo with CBS will hire him back next year or extend his contract for next year?
Yes.
I think yes, but I don't think his contract is up yet.
If he had said it,
he would have had a problem. But the fact that he stopped it, I don't think this is going to be a problem for him at all. But I got to ask you, though, Kel. Yeah. Are y'all assuming he was going to accidentally say the hard ER, or are we assuming that he thinks he got a certain amount of comfort around black people and was saying GG, you know what I mean, NIDGA? I doubt he was going ER. Yeah, yeah.
I think it's harder when you go GGA. That means you comfortable around us.
Yeah.
And you feel comfortable saying the word because that's the way, you know, now you just came out of pocket and you said it on camera or about to say it on camera, but in your runnings around in your life, there's a place where you feel comfortable using that word. Now, these
around
words of Michael Thompson of 57th and not Kale's Corner. I hope that none of us think you go out and you pick the best one that you know of another complexion. You're the best and most likable one you know. And if you think they never use the N-word, you're crazy.
Crazy.
The N-word should bother us whether we hear it from our people in public, somebody else's people in public, those of us who are conscious, the N-word should bother us all the time.
Now, 57.
I agree.
Now, you know, you saying that, 57, I have been having this conversation with everybody recently about the word, because we say the word and we say that we can say it, we own it, and all this other mumbo jumbo about how is this, it still comes from the origin is negative. You can't make nothing positive about it. I don't care how you try to own it. The bottom line is it's a negative term. So how do
it's
you
a
make it
negative
good?
Connotation.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well,
you can't make it good, and you can't kill.
Hold on.
Hear me out for a second, bro. Because you can't kill the word and its meaning. You can't. The only way to kill the word and its meaning is to actually eradicate it. You can't change it.
Can I just say one thing? If you look the word up in the dictionary, that's why people use it. If you look the word up in the dictionary, it means black. Okay? The word, it wasn't even supposedly pronounced nigger, and all that.
Nice.
It was just supposed to be Niger. You know what I mean?
Well,
like, if we're going to put the history on it, let's put the history on it, because we just throwing out sayings right now.
Well,
but
I'm
not gonna go into you with it. I disagree with that what you just said. You know, because they changed the dictionary to put black in there to say that. But niggly, the word is a way of being, a way of acting. And they used that word to describe us because it was a negative word.
That's right.
You know?
And
so that's what's truly the meaning.
I got my meaning.
Well,
so
but
we all entitled to whatever we want to believe.
Right.
Can I
hold on, y'all. Hold on 1 second, Nas. Hold on 1 second. Let me say this. Let's look at the term that he was using it in. Where would that word go? Ted, you on live, Ted. We can hear you. Where would that word fit in that sentence that he was saying at that time? It doesn't fit
right.
at all in that sentence, at all. So I'm with 57. We as a people have given too many passes with that. Now, I blame rap music. The same ones who decided it was okay to call our women bees and everything else under the sun, and to call each other to accept it as a term of endearment. Now, it's a two-edged sword here, because in one way, we were showing that nothing you can say about us, do to us, will hurt us. We'll take your word the way you use it and redefine it as a term of endearment. But at the same time, why do you feel the need to take something as negative as they set it out to be? Why do you choose to take that? We don't need to take that. They don't take none of the no other race take the names, nicknames, or negative images that we place on them and use it as a term of endearment to one another. So we really, as a race, we have ourselves to blame, because we've made it so common to say to one another that everybody else thinking, okay, well, you said it. It ain't that negative. You said it. You know? So, I mean, hey, we got a little part to play in that, too. Now, I'm not excusing Tony Romo at, because when I listen to all the words said before that word, or he was beginning to say that word doesn't fit in there at all. It's negative. That word does not fit in there at all. And they talk about, oh, well, he was about to say ninja. We talking about football players, man. Where is the word ninja? Where does ninja fit in football players, man?
Oh man!
Come on,
this the only thing though. Language is not logical. Language is gonna take its own form. People gonna roll with it how they want to. Late '90s,
right.
NAACP, bunch of other groups, they did funerals for the N word. Y'all remember they did that thing where they was burying the N word, and it was gonna get people to stop saying it. Well, the reality of it was, most people are still saying it in their day-to-day. Now, you ain't going to go to work and say it to your boss and to your coworkers, but when you get off and you get on that phone and you in your car, you driving away, and you call your homeboy, your homegirl, whatever, you're going to use whatever language you use. So, I mean, like, I get y'all point about it, but at the end of the day, it's just about in-groups and out-groups. You can say certain things to your girlfriend that if somebody else said to her in the grocery store, you're going to punch them in the face. Why? Because y'all in-group
That's
together.
True.
Y'all got a relationship. You can say whatever to her, but somebody else say that to her, it's going to be a problem, because that
like
person is in the group. So if you
Great
look at
problem.
An Italian group, they got certain slurs that they'll say to each other. You go say that to that Italian dude, he going to want to fight you. There's a country singer,
yeah.
Trace Atkins. He calls himself Rich White Trash. Now, if I call him Rich White Trash, that dude might swing on me and be in the right, because I'm not in that group. To be familiar with him like that. So I get what y'all saying. I wish we didn't say it. I stopped saying it a few years ago, slip up every once in a while. But ultimately, man, it's hard to police language, dog. People going to say what they want to say.
Man,
I'm still guilty,
bro. Sometimes sometimes I look at people's behavior, what they're doing, how they're acting, and no other word fits like that word to what they're doing. And the thing about it, it's not just blacks. It's not just blacks that I say this about, and it's not just Eminem. You know what I'm saying? It's a group of people. It really, in my mind, at times, has taken on the term Bama. When I call somebody a Bama, you know what I mean? But the only difference, Bama can be good or bad in my communication. And I'm just speaking of myself personally.
Right, right. But the N-word is versatile. So the people you were just talking about, who you said you would substitute a Bama for, that's the N-word in that context. Then there's other context for it. That's my, or this.
You know it.
You know what I mean? Somebody disappoints y'all. This is what I mean. This right here.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so it's tough, man. Language is complicated. So I don't know. Maybe we get rid of that thing another 50 years or so. But right now, that thing alive and thriving, still kicking.
Kicking.
Come on. I remember there was a time when you couldn't, a white man couldn't call a black man a boy, let alone the N-word. And we've grown so far away from that now. Like Marcus was saying earlier, you know, there was a time if that was said to you, there was a fight or there was something. But now, you know, it's a laugh or a ha-ha and walk away or whatever. It's, you know, it's just, you know, the zeal to put your foot in something is not there anymore.
Well, I'm like this. I'm waiting to see if a fine or something comes down on Romo. I know he's not going to lose his job because CBS sees him as an excellent analyst. So I know he won't lose his job, but something has to be done to make him mindful that, bruh, you talking to the world. There are certain terms that you cannot use. And that everybody know what was following that, man. But like Nas said, was it going to be the ER or the GGA? Which one was it going to
be?
You know? So, you know.
And look how fast we ran to Romo's defense. Look how fast we ran to Romo's defense.
Yeah,
I'll never. You won't ever get my defense. Never.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got people on TV making excuses. They know what he was about to say.
Right.
They know exactly what he was about to say. You look at, and I'm going to shut up after this. You look at Memphis. Look how fast it was to fire, then bring up on charges those people, but other people that took a month, a year, or whatever.
Yep.
We had to look at the tape 100 times.
Facts.
You know, before some guy that got brought up. So the thing is, as hard as it is to look at things the right way, it's going to be harder to get rid of the language that's used in bad connotations to describe people of color.
And to add to that Memphis thing, they are just now adding the white officer who was involved in with those other officers. They're just now bringing him up. So they
mm-hmm.
were.
They said, oh, my bad, we didn't even see him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they seen him. They seen him.
Fact. You know.
That's terrible.
I 57, whichever one of you guys said just made this point. I really hope it's not another 50 years before this thing is nipped in the bud, man. I really hope and sincerely, man, with all my heart, that it's not going to take another 50 years. I mean, I was upset Sunday watching the Chiefs be able to do their Indian chant. But you changed my team's name. Why are they still allowed to chant like Indians? Why is Florida State still allowed to chant like Indians? Why are they allowed to have a man ride out on a horse and stab his spear into the ground? All of that is negative in my book.
No. The Chiefs chance should be addressed. The Braves tried to address it, but they still do it too.
Your name was negative. Like, that was the whole
your
song.
Name a Redskin.
Yeah. They
that's a negative connotation.
Yeah. So they just
you
right,
know.
Right. But they
you
still
can be people to try.
So you can ball from the Indians as long as it's
anybody can be a chief. Anybody can be a chief. You know, you can be the chief of finance. You can be anybody can be a chief. That's an exalted term. But Indian or Redskin, those are negative connotations, bro. That's why, you know, the chat and everything, you know, I thought about the same thing you said, Kel, and then I read about it and it said, those, you know, chiefs and things, those are not negative connotations. They don't see that way. They see that as exaltation.
Right, mm-hmm. And I agree with that, but I do think Kel has a point, though, as far as the chant. They tried to get the Braves fans mm-hmm. to stop doing it. Playoffs happen, then them folks start chanting again, and at a certain point, what can you do? The whole crowd is doing it, but I'm with you.
Yeah. The whole crowd doing it.
He shouldn't be doing it either, man. Like, the fans, they need to chill on all
but
that.
But see, if the Redskins chant, it means it's a like we all talking about the same thing right now about the N word. You have to be in that thing, and Redskins. You can't chant because you what you chant before the Redskins. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the Chiefs can mm-hmm. chant because they chant for the Chiefs. We chant for the Chiefs.
No,
Chiefs
that's not
anybody.
What I'm talking
about. No, they
that's not
yes.
what I'm talking about. I'm yes. talking about when they move their hands in the motion of a tomahawk, and they're saying, however that thing goes.
That's a chant.
Can I say this? That seems like a mockery.
Nah.
Go ahead.
The owner, George Preston, supposed to name them the Boston Braves up there in Boston. All this stuff that came down to D.C., all that started in Boston, and we carried that for 90 years. And it's still controversial, you know what I mean, to a point like now the
Braves
But
the Braves is not
gone.
Negative, bruh.
Right.
The Braves
like,
is not a
what?
Negative word.
No, it
you
wasn't.
Brave,
yeah,
it's not.
That was their first. That was their – he changed it. George Marshall changed it. It was the Boston Braves at first.
Okay.
Yeah. They boycotted the game up at Fenway. They had to move the game down to Polo Grounds in New York when they knew the Green Bay. Well, y'all know the rest.
Yeah. George Preston Marshall said a black man would never play for his team anyway. But that was before he died, you know. After that all changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we got to remember, y'all, one thing we have to remember is there was a time when all of this was accepted, all of it. When
right.
you got money and you have power and you're of a color, mm-hmm. you can say what you want, how you want, and when you want. We don't live in those times anymore. We don't live in those times anymore. Mm-hmm. So you guys know how hard I was with this Commanders nonsense. You all know how hard I fought. I still think the name should be Red Wolves. I still to this day think the name should be Red Wolves. But, hey, they went with Commanders. That's on them. I still call them the Washington Football Team.
Which is a cold name. Like that
well,
ain't cold,
yeah,
like,
well, then this city is cold. Yeah, my city is cold. I look just today getting on the train. I seen a guy with a Bullets hat on. So you still have people who are going to go with what they feel. It's just you know. People are trying to control the masses, but like you just said, Nas, once the whole crowd got to saying this, it wasn't nothing new to do. I look at mm-hmm. and it's funny how the media operates because I see them standing through the crowd of a Washington game, and they're trying to duck everybody that has Redskin paraphernalia on, but it's so many people you can't. it's so many of them, you can't duck it. I mean, that's going to be a name that's stuck with this. It's just stuck with this team, you know, until the old representatives like Kirby and myself, you know, 007, until our generations pass, maybe then the new name will take hold. But for right now, it's just not going to take hold, man. It's just not going to take hold. And to put a bow on this, I believe wholeheartedly that some type of punishment should be passed down to Tony Romo. Some type. Don't just allow this to go. Some type of punishment should be passed down to him so that he knows and he's mindful the next occasion. Nah, don't even say anything similar to that word. You know? That's just how
he was probably scared as hell in that booth after he almost said it. But that's the thing, though. Since he almost said it, he always got deniability. Oh, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say he probably got a dictionary app open with every N-word in there. I was going to say you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, look, as 57 said, I went dictionary trying to see words that he might have been saying, you know, and I'm like, maybe he was thinking night. But night don't fit there. Night don't fit there, man. Ninja. Ninja don't fit there. You call them football players, bro. They're not ninjas. They're athletes. Not to say ninjas aren't athletes, but still, bro. We're talking football, man. We're talking football.
Is Romo married?
Yes.
Is Romo married? Well, he'll find a word.
Yeah.
He might have tried to say magnificent, but Miss Matt.
Now,
boy,
a liar knows what to come up with. He'll come up with something.
Hey, his wife's going to have him at the kitchen table. His wife's going to have him at the kitchen table with a ruler.
Exactly.
Hey man, this one of them broken lamp scenarios when you were a kid, man. Look, you know you're in trouble. So you might as well fight with the lie. He's going to go down with the ship, man. He's going to say, I wasn't saying that. I don't know what y'all talking about. That's just what it is.
Go out there and mess that money up if you want to, because you could want to say something that you say on the corner. How?
I think he got $180 million, too. He got $180 million.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is talk one night a week for 17 weeks.
Boy,
all we need you for is 17 weeks out the year, boo.
Can you?
And we're gonna pay
you
say $180 million for 10 years.
Can you say dreams?
Tell me that ain't
for real. Come on,
that lets you know that the sports world got money to throw away.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. You know, Tupac said one of the most insightful things. Tupac Shakur, he said one of the most insightful things. He said,
"Yeah, I heard of him before.
How can we have certain people on this planet living in 18 to 20 room mansions,
mm-hmm.
and then you got homeless people living on the street?" I can't fathom.
Yeah.
I can't understand that, you know. And
Michael Jackson said they don't really care about us. Michael Jackson said it a long time ago. They don't really care about us.
Yeah.
This is to his sons. He was saying it the whole time.
Yeah.
But
I digress. Yeah. Brother Ted, I'm trying to bring you in, man. Come on, Ted. Take your phone off mute.
Yes, off. I heard you, but people was continuing. So I how I do. I just listen. But no, I don't have no comment on that. I heard y'all, man, and it's very controversial, you know. And like you say, everybody has their own opinions on it, and this and that, and
And it can open a whole thing of worms, man. So I'm just going to just, you know, keep my opinion to myself on it. But we do need to – but I'm going to just say this. I just think about what our people, our ancestors went through, you know what I'm saying, and how it just affected them. I just look at it like that. Like you said, we do all say it on occasions, you know, and but we try to elevate ourselves, so we try to not to say it. You know, so, but we do slip and say it. We do say it when we're around our homies or what have you. But it's an ugly, nasty word, and I just think about what our people went through, man. You know, and what you know how it just affected them. You know, and it's just that they was considered less like animals, less than nothing. So that's what you know the Caucasian people looked at our people as, and that's why they. You know, called them that. You know, it wasn't none of endearment, none of that. You know, and you can't, like my man said, you can't change nothing around. It's no negative and a negative equal positive. It's not that. You know, so that's just my take on it, brothers.
Okay.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. We're gonna take a quick one. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And I want to ask about these referees, man. Do these Bammers have a narrative, man? Are they out there doing their job with something on their mind other than doing their job? When we come right back.
No music?
Come on. A hard time if your motion is still. Let me move some things around because the lyrics are still. Abstract, you know my sticky D in here. Get on and swear it's f***ing here. But yo, your girl just moved. There's a joint in the club and the car for crew. Bruh, look, the movement is on. My man and mommy's in Victoria Thongs, huh? I get my rhyme on dust. Guaranteed to make it right if your night is a bust. You vibrant and you fresh and all. Original to say the least that you've impressed them all. Come on.
Hey, hey, hey. Now, the question I ask is because I watched that bomb play where Hurts threw the ball to, I forgot the Eagles receiver name, but it was clear that this young man dropped the ball clear early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no challenge. There was no stoppage of play to review that or anything. The Eagles came down, lined up, and it was a bomb. Remember, it was a bomb play, and that's a play over 30 yards. And the ref, from the time from the Eagles to move from where they were to where they are now because of the catch, no one challenged, no one looked at that, and no one said he didn't catch that ball. When he
they made sure to not. That's why when he got up, he kept telling his people to come on, come on, come on. So they, you know, come on, come on, come on. They heard everybody trying to hurry up, and it was just everything happened so fast. Like they did not try to show that. Even the commentators were saying, why won't they show it?
It was 45 seconds between them times, though.
Yeah.
It's 40. That's a lot of time between. Somebody is supposed to look at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
and a coach.
I mean, you don't know the sign. But
I was going to say, yes, the coach, yes.
But it looked like
a coach. But we got to remember at what time that happened. Shanahan didn't want to use a challenge right then and there.
A timeout. Yep.
Yeah.
And you don't have a time limit. It's like as soon as you can get up to the line and put the ball down, the ref's mm-hmm. responsibility is if they set, give you the ball, let you run the play. It was the coach's fault mm-hmm. over on the sideline. He should have challenged it. And his team should have been looking at it from all the other angles because, you know, they got up on the line real quick. San Francisco. Right. I mean, the other team knew it. That's why they got on the line real quick. Because they knew it was a miss.
No, the one guy knew it. The one guy knew
the receiver.
It. The one guy who
– yeah,
yeah,
I'm not saying
that's
why UC got up and he put his hands together. He gave him the sign, which they were using, to go ahead and run the play because he knew he hadn't caught the ball. The other team should have been paying attention to the same thing. They explained it the other day. When he put his two fists together, that was their sign for them to hurry up and get to the front line and get on the line. They talked about it the other night.
Shanahan and his coaching staff, they don't know that that's the signal. They don't know, oh we got to challenge this because of what he's doing. Now, what I would say, As a referee, when like 007 just said, there were 45 seconds that went off the clock in between from the time that they started the play to move downfield to where the ball was caught at. There was time for them to
referee
look
missed the call. He missed the call. If he missed the call, it's up to you, your staff, to pull it out. If you got 45 seconds in between the next play and the referee missed the call and you saw that you didn't see it, and after 45 seconds, how long you want him to wait? 2-3 minutes? Come on, man. You got a coaching staff.
Talking to you through the headset. Somebody up there.
But that's why you got a coaching staff, bro.
Right.
So, well, somebody should have seen it. You got a coaching staff for that to see all of that over there. They got cameras and everything. 45 seconds passed, and you didn't see that he didn't catch that ball. You didn't locate every angle, and you got a coaching staff over there.
This is a failure by the San Francisco coaching staff. Because like you said, you got people in the booth. They got direct video there. Somebody's supposed to talk to you on the head and say, hey, man, challenge that.
Exactly.
This is a fourth down. This is a really big play. I don't think he caught it. But shout out to Devontae Smith for selling it.
They were shell shocked. They were shook. When they quarterback went out, they wouldn't expect him to go to that fourth-string quarterback or fifth-string, whoever he was. And then he got hurt. They didn't know what to do, man. I ain't never seen Shanahan looking like that on the sideline.
This was early in the game.
You're fourth and three, and they threw a 20-yard bomb to Devontae Smith. Like y'all said, it hit the ground, so it shouldn't have counted. But that's all. Like your whole staff there. Somebody's supposed to either throw the flag.
Maintain control when he hit the ground. The ball didn't hit the ground until he made contact with the ground. Then it shook it loose. Then it came all the way out because he didn't have complete control of the ball going down.
Mm-hmm. And then you go to the Kansas City game where the new receiver they got, where he had a similar situation, but he didn't get up acting like he caught it, which made the refs kind of signal, nah, no catch. If he had played it off, he might have got away with it.
I guess that's what happens when you have home advantage, right?
Yep.
The crowd was loud. Everybody in a moment.
It shouldn't.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
like, play must go on.
You know what? I view that as both teams have prepared for this moment, man. And it shouldn't be a situation like that where home field advantage and all of that takes hold. Mm-hmm. It really shouldn't, man. It really should not. That, to me, is the definition of cheating. I don't want to hear home field advantage. I don't.
Since the beginning of time, bro. Since the beginning of time.
No, I'm going to care.
Since they created football.
How we got this multi-billion-dollar game and we got two old men with sticks in a chain measuring first downs. It's a lot of stuff that they need to clean up.
I got to go to New York. We in San Francisco playing a game, but I got to call the guy in New York to see if that play was legal. And I got 8 referees on the field.
We got to go to these people to see what we're right here in our face.
Looking live.
Paid to see. We got to go to somebody else? Nah, I'm not with that. I'm not with that at all. And I think that that will be a tragedy coming up on the NFL. Let's go down for it, Red. Now we got Red P. What's up, Red?
That's the end of the show.
Am I here? Yeah, you here.
Hey, Red.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Come on, Red. Come on.
Help me, Lord. Yeah, I got to come on, man, because I got to go back, man. My bad for calling in late to Kale's Corner, Lady T. We'll do what you do. But I just want to ask you, how you feeling right now?
I feel amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
No,
I feel amazing.
Be
you know
finer.
Why? Hold on. I feel amazing. Mm-hmm. You know why I feel amazing? I don't know why you so hyped up since y'all been sitting on the couch since the beginning of time. We make it.
Wow.
Right? And we made it. Hold on. And we made it there with a third string quarterback, sir. I'm gonna need you to back up on this. I feel amazing. I feel amazing. Don't try to come for me.
Don't ever try to come for me.
We got food in the basement.
All I want to know is that couch warm now, too? Because that's all you are with us.
It should be.
So
it should be. You have the ass sitting in it the whole time. It got the ass print in it.
Sit down and use the word that you're saying right there. Mama say, mama, mama, son.
Yeah.
Oh, No.
With your team sitting in the basement, sir.
Lewis
you can't even get your team out the basement. Sorry, Kim.
That's all right. That's all right. It's a new season now.
And you
still
in the basement.
Let me ask you a question, Red. What do you think Trent Williams' punishment going to be for that WWF slam? What do you think they're going to hit Trent Williams?
He took him out the go-go.
Well, I don't know. I got banned because I Negro shoved the white man. So since he was black and he slammed another black man, I don't know. They not going to ban him. I got banned, so I don't know.
Man,
No, you asked me a question, and I'm giving you comparison.
Yeah, but I want you to answer.
I am answering the question. If Trent Williams just get a fine, right, and is allowed to play next year with no penalty or nothing then, right, then why is Red T banned from going back to the damn game? See, it don't make no difference whether he was on the field or off the field.
Wait,
it's the NFL standard. So if a player can get away with it, right, then why can't a fan get away with it then? That was less harmful than what Trent Williams did, huh?
So you can
see what
tell
I mean?
Me.
But hold on,
wait,
but,
so you mean
but when players so punches and hit people in the face, it's okay. It's glorified. They get a look, what a fine, and then they donated to charity and they act like it's they go on, right? They say they don't want cussing in the stadium. Well, what the hell you think the players do all during the game?
For real.
Let me ask you this. Let T ask you this question. Go ahead, T.
Yes.
Okay, so you on here repping your team that banned you from coming to see them. Am I correct?
What?
Damn.
Well, see,
I'm just asking a question.
I'm glad.
I don't feel like that. I don't feel like that.
She dug deep.
She didn't dig deep. Actually, I'm glad she brought that out because privately, I've been talking with Kale about disowning the Commanders, about walking away, about...
Damn.
No, you asked the question, and you said, how could I, day in and day out, I call that man in our private hour, in our solitude, early in the morning when he's drinking coffee, and I'm going with him running,
getting
ready to run it. Right, that's good.
But at the end of the day, though, I've been contemplating, and this is a Kells Corn exclusive.
Constipated.
Javon Fennell Sr. I've been contemplating walking away
okay.
and praying.
Oh, my bad.
Like being done with the Commanders.
When you say that,
so
would
you say, oh.
I mean, we take your application, and guess what? They done with you, so go ahead and walk away.
But
guess what? If you want to be on a real team, that we go to the championship all the time, and you can be happy for yourself, come on over here with us, bruh. We're taking all applications.
No, I'm going to join the church. Hey, I'm going to join the church. I'm going to join the Baptist church.
Come
to death,
don't
serve, man.
There's no way
you
up in there.
Hey, look, that was kind of Suge Knight-ish. That was kind of Suge Knight-ish on East Street, for real. That was a Suge Knight move. There,
I mean,
no, but all those
like, coming to
Trent Williams, right? Trent Williams, we see this action from football players all day long. I mean, it's nothing new. Well, because he slammed the player or whatever, it's just because you got all these people watching this championship game that they're going to talk about it. But if it was a whole bunch of other NFL games going on right now, it would be talked about for a half second, he would be fine, and then they'll move on.
I don't agree with that.
What's going to come from this.
Not the way he slammed that guy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about he's rock bottom, that man.
And
Treat
sent me
a text after that and said he threw that bam out the go-go. And that is just how. Hey, listen. That's what the Bouncers do, and Trey, Masonic Temple.
Yeah.
Everybody will never mess with his daughters.
Yeah.
But the fans Trent wanted to do something, because before then, remember, they had a little scramble on the sidelines and stuff. And
give me the last word.
Congratulations to the champ. Good to hear from y'all today. Y'all call me all guy. I didn't even know I had the last word, but peace and blessings, everybody.
That's what's up. Jordan Sweet. On you, T. Oh, shoot. Dang.
T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Please enjoy yourself. Get your picks ready, because we coming. Kale, you have the very last word.
All right. Remember, guys, word of prayer. We're not going to stop praying yet for Hermina, Grandma, 57's wife. Remember, we got to do that. Hey,
yeah.
As I always say, if you love them, they should already know. Check y'all Thursday, 5 p.m. Until then, this is for...
Love me some Cali Kush. Never thought that little push in that baggie would have me hooked. I'm a pothead, everyone look and point your fingers at the bad guys with the cotton mouths and glass eyes. Fuck it, I'm that high. I'm blowing smoke clouds, got my head in the clouds. Fuck it, I'm that fly. Doc, what's up, nigga?
Yo, you know how I bust. Find me drunk, fucked up at the cannabis cup. For those who don't smoke, get the middle finger up. You smoke more than us, nigga. It's beginner's luck. My truck ride with 5-0 eyes on it. It's like the blunt when you ain't got 5 on it. I challenge any opponent who wanna smoke. We can puff till our voice get lower than tone low. Like, yeah. Yo, ain't nobody smoking more than me up in here.
Fuck this shit.